This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the theory that no industry, no matter how new or how potentially big it is immune from disruption, cast a glance now toward recreational marijuana, if you would. It's legal in 9 states, including here in California, home to what is widely expected to be the biggest legal recreational pot industry in the country. And this is not unrelated, also home to much of the technological innovation in this economy right now. David Weinberg reports on Uber, but for pot.
It's after dark on a Friday night. A woman who goes by the name Geisha is circling a luxury hotel in downtown Los Angeles. She's looking for a middle-aged woman with long gray hair, capri pants, and a pink and white checkered top.
Hi, I'm pulling up in front of the Westin. Where are you standing?
She stops in front of the hotel and ignores the bellhop, who's trying to get her to pull forward. The woman she's looking for walks up to the car and hands Geisha a $100 bill.
Your total is $85, and I gave you a free gift.
Geisha hands the woman a white paper bag full of marijuana, and the woman tells her to keep the change. Marijuana is still illegal at the federal level, so transactions like this are usually cash only. And these days, no big deal.
So yeah, as you can see, it's pretty normal. There's a lot of people around. No one really bats an eyelash. Just another day in sunny California.
Now, a month later, Geisha, whose real name is Marianne Cotan, is out of a job. The dispensary she worked for, the downtown patient group, suddenly stopped its delivery service. They would not comment for this story, but the margins for pot delivery are tight. Drivers are not gig workers like they are for Lyft and Uber. State law requires them to be W-2 employees making at least minimum wage and getting benefits. And digital disruption is also changing the industry. One of the state's biggest players in the delivery space is a Silicon Valley startup called Ease.
We are at Ease's Los Angeles headquarters in Venice Beach.
David Mack is the Senior Vice President of Public Affairs for Ease. The company raised more than $50 million from investors, which helps pay for this office space in a luxurious home once owned by Angelica Houston. He points out employees sitting behind a wall of giant computer monitors.
So the orders come through the Ease platform. The orders are then routed to a local licensed dispensary partner.
Once that business receives an order, Ease software dispatches a driver who is an employee of the dispensary, not Ease.
Last count, I asked earlier today, there are approximately 1,200 drivers with dispensaries that are on the Ease platform.
One thing you will never see at Ease is marijuana. The company does not have a state pot license and never touches the product to stay clear of federal law enforcement. Max says Ease makes money by charging dispensaries a fee and taking a percentage of every sale. For dispensaries that don't have a lot of foot traffic, delivery can be crucial. But dispensary owner Jared Kylo isn't sold. He met with Ease and was alarmed by the business agreement they offered.
So it kind of looked like we're going to take every part of your business and take no risks because they don't currently hold a license. So it looked like a Trojan horse.
Kylo says Ease only wanted to sell products it endorses and limited his access to customer data. But other dispensaries see Ease as an engine for growth.
You know, back in the early days, it was, you know, really just we had 2 people in the morning, 2 people in the evening.
Sky Siegel is a manager for Perennial, which now has about 170 part-time drivers on its payroll since contracting with Ease.
On the average day, we service anywhere from 300 to 400 orders in Los Angeles right now, and the number is growing every day.
Now Ease is lobbying for a new law that would allow drivers to sell products directly from their vehicles. In Los Angeles, I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.